So this last year, since November last year, we've been on like a proper journey with LZ7, and I'm going to get to the talk in just a second. But we've been for the year, kind of really seeking after what God wanted for us and what He wants us to do in the future. So for 12 years, I've been working for The Message up in Manchester, and in September, just gone last month, I branched out on my own to start a new kind of charity called Light. And it's light in a dark world. Now, that doesn't mean I've left The Message at all. What it means is that because of The Message's focus on... For those of you that don't know who The Message is, I'll explain it in a little bit. Because The Message's focus on prisons work and rehabilitating young offenders, that's their kind of remit for the next 5 to 7 years. Me and Andy were kind of chatting. Andy's my boss. And he said, well, how can we kind of release you to still do exactly what you're doing across the country without having to justify to our trustees why you're doing it? Oh, I'll tell you what, we'll come up with this. So we came up with this new charity called Light. And Light is basically Matthew 5:13. You're the light of the world. So it's going out, doing lamp on a stand stuff, tours that we've been doing, more tracks into the charts, more schools work across the nation. So it's not just Manchester-based. So we've been chatting to Dave and Miles and other guys about how we can branch out into different cities and be part of the Eden network that's going on. So Eden is where they move youth workers into tough areas. So they're looking at Newcastle, Sheffield, London, Bristol, Cardiff. And then we're talking about perhaps coming out and doing light missions into those kind of areas. Does that make sense? So it's a new thing. So it's like a new day for us. So it's been really exciting, but we're just kind of like raising the money at the moment, and The Message give us a certain kind of startup grant, and we have to do 11 kind of gigs for them. So that could be 7 schools a week and 4 big gigs for them, but we're still very much, it's kind of high accountability, low control. Does that make sense? Yeah. High accountability, low control with The Message, but me and my boy Nathan have just started Light. So that's kind of where we're at, but the next single that comes out, and we were talking last time I came here, I came back from Cardiff, didn't I, from one of the tours there, and you took an offering for the single, and I figured, would you like to hear it? And it's written, it's LZ7 and Matt Redman, and it's coming out in May next year. And it's coming out for the Olympics. The Centre for Social Justice want to put it on all their kind of like websites, and the government want to use it because it's an anti-slavery track. Because they're saying for 2012, they reckon up to 10,000 young girls are going to be shipped into London for the demand for sex. So so we said, well, you know, something needs to be done about that. And so we wrote this track, and I figured we'd probably just play it and see if you like it. Is that cool? Nice one. So just make sure you buy it in May when it comes out. It comes out at Big Church Day Out, you know, Big Church Day Out, the big festival that's happening down in Sussex. And we're playing like a main stage slot there and then launching this into the charts. So we're doing like a 10-date tour running up to it. It then gets launched, and then we're going to stay on tour for another 4 weeks to keep it in the charts. That makes sense. So like with Matt's following and our following, just want to kind of bang the drum for it just to say, actually, if you've got a moral bone in your body, we can do something about the kind of human trafficking. It's called 27 million because there's 27 million slaves in the world right now. I don't know whether you realise that there's more slaves now than there ever have been. And so it's something that I'm kind of giving sort of 30 days a year of my time to be part of the A21 campaign, which is abolishment of slavery in the 21st century. It's a shameless plug, I know, but that's kind of what we've been up to. It's a good plug, is it? All right, good. I'm happy about that. So we've been in schools this week. In fact, last week we were in Reading, and we had 155 kids kind of put their hands up and say, we want to know Jesus. And this week we had 100 kids plus put their hands up and say, I want to know a little bit more. I like the fact that there's a couple of guys from Altwood here. Big up yourselves for coming. And sometimes really, it's really difficult walking into a church, especially like this, to be honest, because you walk in, you're kind of like, hang on, this isn't church, this isn't what I thought. And a lot of people kind of look at us like we landed from Mars, like that, like, hang on a minute, I signed up for an LZ7 gig and now I've walked in here. How do the two connect? So we're in this kind of like tangent of how do we make this connect. So we're writing a discipleship resource that is called The 4 Points. And we do a track called The 4 Points. And it's God loves me, I've messed up, Jesus died, I can choose God. Once they've gone through The 4 Points, which is 4 brand new music videos and new singles that will come out, the 5th point comes up, which is an exclamation mark, living for God. So livingforgod.com, a kid gets a key fob, they put it in their computer, they go through the 4 points, they hit the 5th point, boom, this thing comes up. Whole kind of online world of living for God, which is like a 10-week course, hopefully better than Alpha. Didn't say that, but It's going to compete. And a 10-week course that's kind of like crossing over between, like, an Elza 7 gig. It's like angle scale. Elza 7 gig and church. Like, they're two kind of worlds apart sometimes. Even though Elza 7, some people regard it as church and we regard it as worship. To some people, it's like, well, hang on a minute. I signed up for that, but I didn't sign up for that. Does that make sense? So we wanted to kind of cross the thing. So Dave, he gets a physical copy of this thing. He gets a DVD. We then give out all the key fobs to kids that become Christians, and a book called The Little Light Book, which is like all the examples of kids, of people that have shone, goes right through to a response at the end. They then go through the 4 points, 4 days after the gig, point one, point two, point three, fronted by a music video. Once they've prayed a little prayer at the end, fifth point pops up, livingforgod.com. Dave then has a physical copy, and he's on the thing saying, so it's like a... it's regionally specific, so I can interview Dave beforehand, and we put it on the key fob. Yo, this is LZ7, you've been from Altwood, you come down. This is my mate Dave. Dave then talks. That makes a connection between him and between church and him and the locality. He's then facing it all the way through. So when it comes to Starbucks or Costa or wherever it is you do the follow-up groups, the Looking for God groups or whatever you want to call it, Dave's face is there, and he's like, and everyone goes, oh yeah, you're that guy that's been with LZ7. Makes the first connection to church. So it's 10 weeks online, and it's 10 weeks physically that he has a copy of it. So everything that he does in front of them, they can get access to online as well. So we're just on Tuesday, if you pray for us, I'm meeting with a couple of lords down in the House of Lords to kind of get the funding for it, because it's going to cost a couple of hundred grand to do it. So we need a stack load of cash to get this raised, to actually get it out there, because there's not much money in it, and it's literally for souls. So that's kind of what we're working on at the moment. Has anyone ever had a mixed message before? You've had like mixed messages from someone. Has anyone ever kind of told you something and then something else has happened, right? So I was chatting to this Yank who works with us. If there's any Yanks in here, sorry. His name's Ryan, and he's slightly gullible. And I said to him, he said, oh, mate, you've got to come and do a signing. You've got to come and sign some of the CDs. And I said, well, I can't sign with one of those pens because the dimples are around the wrong way. And he was like, what do you mean the dimples are around the wrong way? And I said, because I'm left-handed. I need a left-handed pen. So he ran off, all the techie guys asking them for a left-handed pen. And then he came back and he goes, left-handed pens don't exist, man. I'm like, yeah, you're right, they don't. Another example of a mixed message, our boy George, who's in the band, he'd never heard of tartan. So on April Fool's Day, I sent him from one side of Manchester to the Trafford Centre, which is the other side, for tartan paint. He waited in the queue at Next Home Furnishings for an hour, arguing. And now, George, he's real kind of like Zimbabwean in the way that he's like stubborn. So he's like, I am not leaving until I get... He wants tartan paint. And he was arguing with this lady. Tartan paint exists. No, tartan paint. I need some tartan paint. And this lady was like, it doesn't exist, man. And he came back fuming. Another example, we've got a genetic course up in Manchester, which is where we get young people to come and train to do what we do. And we train them in kind of MCing and DJing and drumming and all that kind of stuff. And this lad comes up and I said to him, I said, oh, I really need some sky hooks for our clothes. So he goes off asking all the techies for sky hooks to hang our clothes up because they were wet. And they gave him some kind of funny hook, and he came back, oh, there's a sky hook. And I was like, so where are you going to hang it? And he goes, oh, yeah. This other lad, I don't know whether you saw on Friday, we got the drums that light up, and there's loads of like fluorescent tubing around the drums, and this kid comes up, and I said, Joe, mate, I've got this really good idea for your set. I reckon you should go and you should get some fallopian tubes around your set. And I said, go and ask Berger. Now, Berger's our techie. He's a big dude. He's our techie. I said, go and ask Berger for 4 fallopian tubes. And he runs us off, and he goes, oh, Dave, Lynn said, well, you have to get some fallopian tubes. And he stands there for ages, comes back, and Dave actually sent him back. And he said, oh, no, we haven't got fallopian tubes. We've only got fluorescent ones. He still hasn't figured out exactly what they are. So we're going to send him to some biology lessons. But the thing about mixed messages is that... confusing, aren't they? Sometimes we get told one thing and actually, you know, something else exists, something else is going on. And I just wanted to kind of do like a little 3-point sort of chat about an unmixed message, because these three things don't change. First one is Matthew 5:13. There's a bit in the Bible that says that you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. That means that you guys can shine your light. That means for guys who are in school can shine your light. You can do something nice. You can give us a smile like you're doing now. And you can do actually something that's going to shine. The back end of that verse says that You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. No one takes their bulb and sticks it on a stand, or sticks it on a, under a bowl. No, they put it on a stand for the whole world to see it, so they can see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. I've been doing this kind of like body language stuff that we've been talking about. And so 68% of what you say, what you communicate, is actually through your body language, not actually what you say. So me walking up and down here, I was just thinking in as I was doing it, me walking up and down here means I'm slightly kind of nervous about what I'm saying because I'm shuffling. That's my body language. So I need to stand still. If you go into a boardroom meeting and someone stands there with their hands above their head like this, they think they're the Don. So if anyone ever does that, you know what it means. If there you go, Tim Court, nice one. If a guy after he said something, you know when guys are chatting up girls in a pub, if you ever watch the body language, they touch their face, it means they've just lied. It means they've just exaggerated. Someone stood here like that. I have to check what I'm doing. So I've been doing this body language. 68% of what we say is actually through our body language. So I looked at that verse and I was like, so you do your good deed, they praise the Father in heaven. So people actually are seriously watching everything that we do. So I was just thinking, you are the light of the world. Another bit of the Bible says that John 9 says he is the light of the world. No, sorry, it says I am the light of the world, as in he, Jesus. Jesus was saying, I am the light of the world. For us to really shine, you have to get the I am to come and live in here so that he shines through us. So that all those good deeds that you're doing aren't for just no end. There's something on the end of it. There's something in the end of it. The third bit of it is actually, it's you are the light. He is the light. Walking in the light. Another bit, John 1 John 1:7 says this, and I'm going to put it in kind of LZ language because for those of you who don't understand, you can go and get it translated by Miles. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we're mates with him and at one with one another. And what Jesus did on the cross takes away all the naff stuff that we've ever thought, said and done. God's Son cleans us from the inside out from all that stuff and from what we will do in the future. So walking in the light, you've got you are the light, he is the light. The next thing is then to walk in the light. Walking in the light is sometimes a choice. Now when we go into schools, we talk a lot about choices and about what kind of lifestyle choices people make. And what kind of outcomes those kind of choices have. So actually walking in the light is a choice. So you're the light, as in you can do something about it. He's the light. He comes and lives in here. You then make a choice to walk in that light, to do something about your faith, to actually put it on a stand, put that lamp on a stand and let people see it. Do we do the roller coaster of life with God or without him? Do you do the ups and downs and the gnarly stuff and going through the fire and going through the furnace and the stuff that life throws at you with him or without him? I know which one I'd rather choose. I know that stuff happens in life, bad stuff happens, you know, good stuff happens and the ups and downs that hit you, you have a choice of whether you walk in the light or whether you don't. You have a choice of whether you get the I am to come and live in here, the I am the light of the world, to come and live in your heart, to come and live inside so that you can really shine. But at the same time, every time you go through the furnace, every time you go through the fire, Jesus is stood right by you. I know which one I'd prefer. I guess that's a choice for all of us, isn't it? And I was looking at that and I was thinking, well, so for every young person that's in the UK at the moment, and every young person that hears about this kind of Jesus that loves them, and every young person that it needs to be said in a way that they understand. It's got to be done in a credible way, and it's got to be done in language that young people get, rather than kind of talking all the kind of Christianese, I guess I call it. I went to Reading last week with Chris West, my younger brother. He's one of the pastors over there, like a youth pastor at a church. And he got up at this school, and the school was quite posh. It's called High Down. It's a little bit like Clare's Court, that kind of vibe. And he got up, and he used the most Christian terminology I've ever heard in my life. I could have slapped him. I was just like, shut up! What's that? He goes, these guys, they travel all across the world and they shine their light talking about the good news of Jesus and all this. And I was like, shut up, Chris. That is what we do, but don't say it like that. And he came to me just before the gig and he was doing the compare like Dave was. And he said, so how do I talk? What do I say? What do I say? And I said, mate, just before you became a Christian, adopt that language again without having to swear. And he was like, oh, yeah, no, I get it. And I'm like, well, it's not rocket science. It's just putting language that people understand. So the whole point of the 4 points thing and the light, the ministry is to put resources into young people's hands that they get it, so that they understand that actually, do you know what, coming into church isn't just going to be Bible bash. You're not just going to be smacked over the head and a big Bible shoved in your mouth and you got to, because that's a stereotype that people have. They really do have it. They still have it. And I thought back in school days, when I was at school, I was like, no, people must have been to church. They must go to Scouts or Cubs or go to All Saints and all that kind of stuff. People have this, the kids have this thing in their head where if I come to church, someone's just going to shove a Bible down my throat. So how do we make it relevant enough for them to understand that they can make a choice to walk in the light, but actually in a context that they get? So I'm chatting to these this Lord and Lady, and they've started a thing called Costa Church, Cafe Church. And so I'm kind of going around the country. I'm going to be going around the country getting people to meet in Costa. So the chairman of Costa is saying, we'll give you the top floor of Costa Coffee on a Wednesday night for nothing. And the church chucks in 50 quid to buy everyone a coffee when they turn up. Well, that breaks their stereotype straight away, church, doesn't it? Someone walks in at Costa Coffee and they're like, hang on a minute. This is just Costa. This is normal for me. This is something that's relevant. This is something I understand. So that's kind of where we're at. How do you get young people to make that journey from the hype of an LZ7 gig or the hype of some kind of connection they've had with God to stepping into perhaps a church building or into a church context, into a community that loves them, that wants to nurture them, that wants to look after them, that wants to build them up? And that's kind of where we're at the moment with what we're doing. So when we talk about choices and we talk about the choices young people make at a gig, I'm talking about that kind of angle scale of Elza 7 gig church. So the 10-point angle scale across there of they've made a choice to walk in the light. They've understood a little bit of who Jesus is. They might have put their hand up and gone, oh, yeah, because my mates are doing it, I'm going to put my hand up. Or maybe I do want to know Jesus. But how do you then, after the heart choice, how do you actually get a young person to make that decision to come along to something like this or to come along to base or something along those lines? Because we're seeing, even though we've been on this national tour all across the country, 279 young people put their hands up at Essex 2 weeks ago to become a Christian. 40 turned up to the follow-up group. So what happened to that 230 people? Where did they disappear to? How come they make a choice to walk in the light, but how come they dropped off and they're not even turning up? Well, not turning up because it's at a local Baptist church, and they didn't want to go to the church. So what do? We put it in a place that they get, put it in a context that they understand, you know, put it in somewhere that their head goes, oh, no, I'd go there. That's cool. I'd turn up there. Because we have this kind of mindset of, and so do we as well as a church. We kind of say, well, we've got to get people into our church. When actually Jesus went out, didn't he? He went out to those places, and he didn't say, well, I'm gonna build my church in Costa Coffee. I'm going to build my church in Desborough School River Church. He just said, actually, the church is a community that's going to go out there and impact people. And I'm kind of like thinking, well, so that online resource, if that's an online resource, well, then let's start online church. Maybe church can be done through Facebook. Maybe church can be done through a community of people on Twitter. Maybe church can be done. It's all this new kind of language, and I'm having to learn it just as much as some of you guys are studying. My dad's going, Facebook, Twitter, what's that? Sounds like something you eat. How do we actually utilize those things and say to a young person, okay, you can look us up on Facebook, we're going to put this Bible verse up, and maybe you should read that Bible verse, tell us what you think, leave a comment. That could be their Sunday morning church, as much as they could cope with. And I'm just on this journey right now to sort of utilize that and get that working, to get young people to actually make that decision from walking in the light to accepting that he is the light, coming and living in here, and then actually walking in the light and doing something about that. And would you pray for us while we're on that journey? Is that cool? That'll be good. We've got more singles coming out. We've got that one coming out with Matt Redman for the anti-slavery day. It is anti-slavery. It's anti-slavery day on October 18th, actually. On Tuesday, and then the single comes out on Big Church Doubt. We've got another one coming out after that, and an album as well. So our work is really caught up, like just working hard, just slamming it. And we, you know, I've been away, I think, about 35 weekends of this year on the road. And Lucy's actually in the band now, which is great. So she's coming with us, and she's fit, which is cool. But it's just the journey that we're on as a couple as well. Just our heart breaks for young people to see them make that choice to follow Jesus, and on a national scale as well. So we're not just focusing on Manchester now. We're very much focusing on the whole of the UK. So you're going to see a lot more of us coming around. You're going to see a lot more of us out there kind of pushing the doors and crossing over to the secular world as well. We've got another act. I didn't know, you came on Friday, yeah? You saw Adapt on Friday, liked him? He's good, wasn't he? So he's going to push into the secular, this guy that does beatboxing and MC and stuff. And he's going to come under the light banner as well. So you've got Elder 7 doing very much Christian stuff. You've got Adapt doing very kind of secular stuff. Another guy called Governor B is a black rapper from London. He's going to come under the kind of banner as well. Ewan's liking that one. What was it called? The Kingdom Skank. The Kingdom Skank. That's a dance, by the way. Skanking is dancing. Oh, I made this mistake. This is another mixed message. I made a mistake in Ireland where I said, I'm going to teach her the Maidenhead Skank, and I call it the Maidenhead Skank, not the Kingdom Skank, like this. Where I get people to dance, I didn't realise skanking means getting a one-night stand. So I'm like, yo, fellas, you ready to skank? They're like, yeah! Oh, I didn't mean to say that. It's ridiculous. It's, talk about a mixed message. But the whole point of the message today is, firstly, I was kind of thinking, well, you know, if young people are here, it's for you guys, especially you guys, altar guys, is to make that choice to walk in the light and stick at it. Don't just make this a one-time thing, come in here this Sunday. Talk to Dave, get involved in bass, get involved in some of the youth stuff that's going on here. For guys who might have made that choice because you said, yeah, okay, I understand who the light is, I understand who Jesus is, I understand that he died on the cross for my sins, but you're not actually putting into action. Perhaps now's the time to actually step out and walk in it. And say, do you know what? I'm going to walk in the light because it says if he is in the light, there's no darkness. Darkness can't actually put out the light. As soon as you stick a lighter on in the middle of the dark, what does it do? It just lights up the whole place, doesn't it? You can't get rid of it. There's nothing you can do about it. And I see that, and I'm just like, we've got to get this communicated to young people. We've got to get this to people that understand. But for you guys here, there's some of you that might be thinking, well, I've been there, and I've done that journey, and I've done it with River Church, and I've been sort of on the journey of walking with Jesus, and the roller coaster of life is kind of taken over at the moment. And it's a bit of a pit at the moment, and it's a bit hard, and it's a bit tough. And for those of you that might be at school and you're thinking, oh, actually, do you know what? Making that choice is going to be so tough because it means I'm going to, you know, you might get ribbed at school, you might get the mick taken out of you, or there might be hard times that you're going through. I just simply want to pray a prayer for you guys. Is that cool? Just for and if you want to respond, you just respond in your heart. But just to say, actually, do you know what? I'm going to make a choice today to walk in the light. If you've not been doing it, and you know that you need to come back to Jesus, it's your opportunity. If you've not done it before, or you did it on Friday night, and you're thinking, yeah, I'd really want to cement this, this is for you as well. But just to say that you want Jesus by your side to that roller coaster. So let's pray. Jesus, I thank you that you love us. I thank you that you love me. I thank you that you pick us up and you carry us. I thank you that you're there in the tough times. I thank you that you're bothered about us, and you're bothered about each individual in here. I thank you that you're interested in the roller coaster. God, I just want to walk in the light. God, I just want that I am to come and live in here. Jesus, come and live in my heart so that you can shine out of me. God, I pray that people in here, Father, would make a connection, God. We're just sorry for the wrong things that we do. Thank you that Jesus took that punishment. He was the substitute, and because you love us. We think you're amazing, God. Thank you for this life. Thank you for being able to do this journey with you. Amen.